Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, December the 4th, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about a constitutional proposal by war veterans aligned to ZANU-PF for the raising of the minimum age requirement of presidential candidates from 40 to 52. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us directly at 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. As you would know by now, we are also streaming live on our three websites. That's voashona.com. VOA Ndebele, as well as VOA Zimbabwe. So, the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association held a press conference today in Harare and proposed a constitutional amendment where the minimum age requirement for presidential candidates is lifted from 40 to 52, and that caused chaos instantly, especially among opposition supporters, who feel that this is targeted at MDC leader Nelson Chamisa, who is only 40. Mr. Chamisa contested the previous election thanks to that requirement, the previous one, the one that's enshrined in our national constitution, that for you to be able to contest the presidential election, you have to be 40 or above. Nelson Chamisa turned 40 this year. Therefore, he became eligible to contest, and he contested. But these war veterans, who are supporters, staunch supporters of ZANU-PF, say Mr. Chamisa is immature. They have said that before. They continue to say that. And many people feel that now that they are proposing this requirement, they are aiming directly at Nelson Chamisa. They are trying to preclude him from participating in the 2023 presidential election. By then, Mr. Chamisa will be 45. He's 40 now, like I've said. 2023, he will be 45. And if this proposal should sail through parliament, if it should pass, Mr. Chamisa will not be allowed to contest. Not only Mr. Chamisa, anyone, any candidate from any opposition party who may want to contest that election and they are 40 or below, they will not be able to participate. They will not be able to contest. And the bigger question that we are asking tonight is, what does this mean, especially for young people? We know the definition of youth in Zimbabwe and, you know, many places around the world, generally speaking, is 35. But still at 40, many people are considered youth. 40, 45. And many people are saying this will be a disaster for young people if it should pass, if it should indeed sail through Parliament. That's what we are talking about tonight, and we want to hear from you, especially the youth. What do you think? Yilo utaba esingalo lamhlanje izihlobo esandekayo utaba olukhulunywa ngabalwa impi yenkululeko abangamalunga ezanuPF abathi bafuna isisekelo sombuso siguqulwe ukwenzela ukubana abantu abafuna ukuba ngumongameli ofuna ukuba ngumongameli ukuze ancintise kumele abe eleminyaka engu-52 okwamanje isisekelo sithi nxa ule 40 years kusiya phezulu wamukelekile uyakwanisa kumbe uyenelisa ukuncintisa kodwa omatemadanda uVictor Matemadanda abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association bathi hayi nxa ule 40 years uyabe ungakabi mature uyabe ungakazwisisi ukuthi kuyini kudingakalani ukuze umuntu abe ngumongameli ngokunjalo bathi kumele siguqule isisekelo isithi nxa ufuna ukuba ngumongameli kumele ube ule 52 years kumbe kusiya phezulu lokhu bayenelisa bangakwenza yiloba nina bezanu PF ngoba bale nani balamanani abavumelayo ukuguqula isisekelo edale lePhalamende kungakho esifuna ukuzwa kini lamhlanje ikakhulu abasakhulayo ukuthi liyavumelana lalokhu na abantu abaningi bathukuthele impela bathi hayi lokhu yikuzama ukwenqabela umnumzana Nelson Jamisa ngoba kathesule 40 years uncintisile wanqotsha ukhetho lwedluleyo ukhetho luka-2023 uza kuba esele 45 still uyabe engenelisi ukuncintisa ngoba bayabe sebefake ibhar ku-52 ngokunjalo abantu abaningi kakhulu abasakhulayo bayakhala bathi hayi lokhu yikuzama ukuncindezela abantu abasakhulayo abafana loChamisa labanye nje abangamalunga amabandla aphikisayo abangazithola befuna ukuba ngumongameli saka ntonyato kukurukurane zvayo nhasi vadiwa tereri nyaya yevakarwa hondo uyezve vanotsigira bato rezanuPF veZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vana Victor Matemadanda vashambadza nhasi pamusangano wavaita nevatori venhau kuHarare kuti vanoda kuti bumbiro remutemo wenyika rivandudzwe kuitira kuti kana uchida kukwikwidza musarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika unofanira kuva une makore ekuberekwa 52 anosvika 52 kwete 40 iripo pabumbiro remutemo pari zvino vana Matemadanda hanzi munhu ane 40 years asati anyatsodzama asati anyatsonzwisisa kuti zvii zvinodikanwa kuti munhu aite president vemapato anopikisa zvikurusei veMDC vari kuchema-chema vari kuti haiwa apa ZANUPF yakuda kudzivirira vaNelson Chamisa kuti vange vachikwikwidza musarudzo dza2023 nekuti pachasvika sarudzo idzodzo vanenge vasati vasvitsa makore 52 ari kutaurana naMatemadanda vaChamisa vanenge vane 45 rather pari zvino vane 40 saka mvunzo wati kuda kunzwa wati kubvunza nhasi kwamuri zvikuru sei vechidiki ndevekuti muri kugutsikana nazvo here zviri kutaurwa navana Matemadanda ngati kurukurei let's talk let's get connected I have my first guest I think that's gonna be Love More Chinoputsa. Mr. Chinoputsa, good evening and welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Mr. Chinoputsa, ndeve MDC yava Chamisa. Mind you, Mr. Chinoputsa, what's your take?
Ndinoona sekuti vanhu vezano vapererwa, ndinoona sekuti mawo veterans vadzokera pakushaya zvokuita zvinovapa pfungwa dzekufunga kuti kudhila nedambudziko ravanaro kuchinja makore anokwanisa kunge achivhotererwa munhu. Dambudziko raita mawo veterans edu ndeyekuti havasi kuda kundotarisa kuti dambudziko riri papi munyika. Kubvisa kuita chinhu makatarisana nemunhu wani hazvina zvazvinoreya. Ndinoona sekuti kunangana nekuda kubvisa vachamisa muresi muna 2023 kana muna 2028 zvinongoratidza izvo kutya kwezano kutya wechidiki zvinoratidza kuti vezano havana chishuviro chokusumudzira vechidiki kunyari mubato mavo kunyari kune vamwe mapato nekuti kana achitaura zvekuti takubvisa makore kubva pa40 kuenda pa52 zvinoreva izvo kuti even muzano macho hamuchagoni kusimuka mwana kana kuti mumwe wechidiki ane makore ari pa40 kuti ange achiita president. So zvinongoratidza izvo kuti mafungiro emaco veterans atinawo ndeyekuti vanhu vakufunga mune zvakare. They are living in the past. There are people who are failing to comprehend issues that are happening today, and there are people that are failing to understand that things have changed and things have moved. In any case, young people have always been thrust into leadership in this country at a tender age. If you look at 1980, when most of these people who are ministers today, and even Mugabe and Mnangagwa themselves, they were young people when they took over the reins of power. Alanami Juru even way, way younger than most of the people that we have in the NDC today. So I think that's failing to accept and appreciate that politics does not necessarily mean that you need to be old enough for you to be able to comprehend issues, number one. And number two, I think it basically means that these new old veterans are living in the past. They do not want to accept that time has moved, and they do not want to accept that they've become irrelevant in the politics of this country, in the politics of the globe. So they want to remain clinging on to power, which they should ordinarily be living. And thirdly, the capacity of young people is there for all in Sandra to see across the globe and even in Zimbabwe itself. There are so many young people that are doing well in business. There are so many young people that are leading churches. There are so many young people that are doing well in politics, including President Mr. Chamisa. So for anyone to insinuate that they want to change the age from 40 to 52 because they want someone who can comprehend issues is very wrong. In any case, we have a problem where the older generation who is not in touch with the current issues and current trends are the ones that are stifling development in Zimbabwe and stifling development across the region and across the continent. So I think they are misguided, they are lost, they do not understand and appreciate where we are going as a country. And it's very unfortunate that when young people are expecting to see a change in the way things are being done by Mugabe, we are being taken 20 years, 30 years backwards by the matamadandas of this world.
Thank you. The love motion of Potsa of the MDC. Also on the other line, I have Terry Janure of the National People's Party. That's the party led by Mrs. Joyce Mujuru. Janure, ngiyakwa mukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga baba. Sanibonani bona kithi.
Yeah, silethemba baphilile labo abalaleli lati siphilile. Uyizwile indaba Janure, bathi ababe ngabalweli bempi yenkululeko abasekela izanu. Sokumele kuguqulwe isisekelo sombuso umuntu ofuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli abe ele 52 years kusiya phezulu hatshi i-40 ekhona okwamanje. Ulubona njani lolo daba?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Lokho okukhulunywa ngumathemadanda kuya ngimangalisa kakhulu. Ngenxa yesithi yena umuntu ole 40 years akakabi mature. Bona asebemachuwa sebenze njani ngaphandle kokuthi babulale ilizwe leli. Abantu bathi besiyavotela i-constitution ngo-2013. Abantu bonke bavuma bathi sifuna umuntu ozafuna ukuncintisa ukuthi abe ngumkhokheli abe le-40 years and above. Meaning ukuthi mathematics is going against the will of the people. They are just being selfish war veterans who are not thinking of the future. Because nxa sikhuluma thina nge-future, we're talking about the youth. Lingafuna ukukuangela lowo mathematics. Ngothi ngithi ama-veterans wonke yibo futhi abayenza ukuthi ilizwe lelilize lihle because ngingafuna kubuyela emuva. Yibo abahamba baya kuthi bona bafuna kuba compensated banike izimali ezinge ezasi out of the country's budget kwacina kwavula lelizwe nangu futhi sithi ufuna abantu abale 52 years kusiya phambili thina as the youth we are always saying we want to be involved in decision making and in policy formulation of this country but it seems to be landing on deaf ears uzi vele ngalalela ukuthi abantu abajaba ukuthi ukhanya ikudelela we give them the kudos of liberating this country from the 1980 but that time has passed they should give the stick to the young people right now because thina yithi thina with the ideas bona they seem to be lost because now I think you can see what is happening right now in Zimbabwe's economy ukuthi vele they have no idea nokuthi izwe leli yangathi noba umgabu wayekhona wayengcono ukuthi into yenzakala la they have no idea ukuthi siyanga so they should just give the stick to young people because young people have the ideas they know where to take this country and we are no longer living in the past so like ubaba uthi nophutheka wakhuluma wathi let us not live for the past yes we give them all the credit they liberated us from the British regime but it is time now to move forward and for this country to move forward it needs the brains of young people intsha ikwazi ukuthi ikhokhele so nxa sithi ufuna abantu abale 52 is just being selfish it's just being selfish like ukuthi bayavumelana khona lokho yezani people are just being selfish ukhulumile futhi uthi nophutha wathi bona bathebe appoint abo secretary my even the party mina umama umjuru waba nguminister le 26 years ulingafuna ukukhangela from 1980 noma ministers lawa sifai she was doing very well as young person because why ngumuntu omutsha and she the brains why le lokhu zeni why khangela futhi lapho ayesiya khona so nxa bona sebe sithi abasafuna abantu abasha kuyamangalisa sibili because lakhathi esilizwe leli ifuna ukuthi abantu abasha bangenele into sikhathi ukuhamba xa into ngabe ngafuna ukuthi wenze into zabo njengabadala this country is going nowhere
Thank you there, Terry Janyure Ngoyebandla, le National People's Party, elikokelwa nkosikazi Joyce Mujuru. Abasanda sikhuma uhlelo ngolwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection, vachangoti bata chirongwa nechenyu, chirongwa cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura ni nyaya yema war veterans arikutsigira ZANU PF. Ayo anoti arikuda kuti constitution kana kuti bumbiro remtemo wenyika rivandudzwe kuti risabvumire vanhu vari pasi pe 52 years kuti vange vachikwikwidza pasarudzo musarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika lirovona njani lolutaba mahlabezulu ndimbodzokera kwamuri mkoma love more anzi nemutereri nemwe mutereri apa anonzi munyaradzi Douglas Mupondi anzi I blame Chamisa he's very childish muri kuzviona sei
childish in terms of what
ameno zvirutaura ndo zvirutaura nemutereri
I don't agree munoona What I see and the challenge that we are facing as a country is we allow competitors to define people to us. I have seen this narrative being sent out for a very long time that President Nezo Chamisa is childish and everything. But there's nothing childish about President Chamisa. I've listened to him speak. I've listened to whatever he has done. And if even assuming that he has acted childish, we need to respect the support that he carries in this country. I don't think 2.6 million votes if we're to go by the votes that we collected, or even the 2.1 if we're to go by the votes that Zek gave President Chamisa. I don't think those people would entrust their votes to somebody who acts childish. But I just think and believe that this is a narrative, a false narrative, and a false perception that has been depicted by our competitors, and that has been put there in the public domain by our competitors in an attempt to tarnish President Chamisa. The other countries that are led, Macron is 30-something years. The other countries that have been led by people that are even younger than President Chamisa. President Chamisa was an ICT minister in this country and did wonders in that ministry, and no one ever looked at his age. Now that because he has chosen to want to stand for president, you begin to hear all these things. When Five Masiwa started his business, he was very young. I can give examples of Naiji Janakira, who started his company at 29 and everything. We've had so many young people that have done very well. President Chamisa himself was thrust into the spokesperson role of this party at 26 years. So I don't believe that age contributes anything. What is important is the if the president is able to comprehend issues, articulate issues, and listen to what the people want, and play a representative role. That is the role of the president. The president is not the one who does everything. The role of the president is simply facilitator. And that is what we expect of any other president. So to expect that everything has to be done by the president is wrong. That's why presidents have advisors and everything, have technical people that assist in anything that they want to do. But I think it's just a narrative to portray young people, and also to look at young people as people that are not capable of leading, but which is wrong, which is false, and which is meant to limit the potential and the capacities of young people. We have had a situation in this country where we have had a 94-year-old, and even now we have a 75-year-old, but they are not doing anything to make sure that the lives of the people improve. They are not doing anything to make sure that there is socioeconomic development, the development in this country. So I don't believe that now age on its own play a critical role in determining whether one is going to be successful or not.
Oh, thank you there, Mkoma Love Moenda. Please do stay on the line. Love Mochino Pusa is a member of the MDC, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa, of course. And we also have Terry January of the National People's Party. He's the chairman for Bulawayo Province. I must say we had also lined as our guest Godwin Gomwe of ZANU-PF. He had agreed to grace this show, but my producer tells me he keeps calling him and he's cutting the phone. Comrade Gomwe, we still have a lot of time on the show. We hope you will answer your phone as promised and grace this program again as you had promised. Sithathe abalaleli timbotora vatereri silo sokoloza ecingweni. Kunjani mlaleli?
Ngiyaphila mina usakazi, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Usixhume ungaphi kwenda?
Mina ngixhuma ngise-South Africa.
Aha, uyizwile indaba ahlokoloza?
Angisayizwanga kahle ngoba ifoni yami beyibreaka nje. Ma ungangigedele uqala ubamba omunye, then into esengithi ngiyayizwa kahle ngoba ngisemsebenzini okwamanje.
Aha, okay, ngizokuchasisela. Abalwa impi yenkululeko abangamalunga ezanu bathi bafuna kuguqulwe umthetho-sisekelo, i-constitution phela, ukuze ofuna ukuba ngu-president nxa incintisa bathi kumele abe ele minyaka engu-52 kumbe edlula khonapho. Bathi uChamisa ule-40, bathi hayi umuntu ole-40 years kalungelanga ukuba ngu-president ngoba kakabi mature, kaka-understandi kuhle ukuthi indaba zika-president zihamba njani. Kukhetho oluzayo 2023, uMnangagwa uyabe ele-81 kathi sule-76. UChamisa ule-40 manje, ngaleso sikhathi uyabe sele-45. Abanye bathi le indlela yokuvimba uChamisa, abasakhulayo labo bayachinga bathi hayi le indlela yokubavimba. Ulubona njani wena?
Mina ngiyiboni njengendlela eqondile le bafo, ngoba laba abalwela impi yenkululeko abazange bayilwe benama-52 something years, bele-52 years or 60 something years, bayilwe besesebancane. Angithi so naye uChamisa unayo i-right yokuthi aconteste for ukuba yi-president yalapha eZimbabwe since kuyisizalwane saseZimbabwe. Laba abalwela impi yenkululeko bayihlulekile vele ukuyiseva eZimbabwe 37 years bephethe labo, kodwa bahlulekile, ayikho nje into abayenzile lapho, uyayibona. So ngiyazibuza mina ukuthi alright, manje uMnangagwa uzoba esithi 78 years, angithi kumele ukuthi athathe umhlalaphansi adedele laba abancane okuyibona abasanegazi elishisayo bayenze umsebenzi. Abajabuli ngathi bona benzelwa yintanga ezincane, bona behleli phansi bebona abantwana abancane ukuthi benzani, ngoba vele kuhlele abantu abadala bahlulekile. Angithi umuntu omdala ngabothi hayi manje ngikhulile, uyayekela ingane yakhe itheke over ekhaya ikhulisa umuzi iqhubeke siya phambili. bamgayide lapha bamgayida khona makungabuya lahle wonke ethi hayi lapha fana uyaphazama ngitha kube lapha la lapha la lapha kube kanje kanje kanje
mhm hayi siyabonga hlokoloza ungena kuhlela
ngiyajabula kakhulu namhlanje nami ungena kuhlela wokuqala nje ungena ehlelweni
hayi siyathokoza ushona uphenduka phela
angizwa
ngithi uphenduke phela uhlala ubuya
ngizohlala ngibuya njani ngizoshiya kwamuvo ngelizwe lakithi ngoba ngiyayisela leyo ndawo ngiyajabula nje ukuthi nathi sesiyakhe ukuthi siqhumane nje sikwazi ukubeka ezethu eyethu yombono ohlelweni ngoba le nto yenzakalayo siyijabuleli neze manje lapha sikhona singaphandle kwamazwe akithi asisebenzi ngendlela eyiyona asiphathwa ngendlela elungile kube siselizweni lakithi kube siyasebenza kahle izinto ziyaqhubeka ngendlela eqondile lapho sithola ama-benefit emakhampanini esiwasebenzayo kodwa konke lokhu sisuswe yikuthi bonaba bathi balwa impi yenkululeko yibona abasisusile ngoba ilizwe balibulele totally
hayi siyabonga baba
hayi kuhle ngiyabonga msakazi
ye ngohlokoloza ke lo kulo blessings wobe ebhala ke ekhasini lethu le-Facebook lapha uthi yena bayahlanya abantu laba kanti vele ilizwe lake lakhiwa ngamakhehla khona vele bona besiya kuleyo mpi babe le 50 yini bengasijayeli kabi ngublessings wobe lo kuzoba lo bongani moyo uthi wena lokuvota akuvote abantu abale 52 nxa kunjalo melusi ta uthi wena mina ngokwami ngibona lokho kuyikudelela abantu beZimbabwe aqinisela duduzani moyo also says obvious is ZANU PF cares about themselves not the people of Zimbabwe timbo wona zviri kunyorwa nevatereri pada nemtande redu reFacebook anzi navamthombeni Biziat Biblov zviri kutaurwa neZANU PF hazvina kuipa chose asi ini semaonero wangu vanofanira kuti wo munhu asina 52 years asavota vasada kutibira ndimthombeni kozoita mkoma Clifford Joe anzi ndiwo mkoma Clifford wari kutuka hapa atigoni kuverenga zvava nyora kozoita mkoma Tawana Nyasha Bandawa anzi that's nonsense zvine basa rei izvozvo toziva kuti vari kuita nyika yavo inoi ndimbodzokera kwamuri mkoma love more please listeners keep okay I gather we now have a ZANU PF member on the line that's Godfrey Tsenengamo comrade Tsenengamo good evening and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
We are doing great, and how are you doing?
I'm okay, I'm not complaining.
That's good. We like the positive vibes. Okay, let's dive in, Mr. Tsenengamo. The Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, a member affiliated with your party, an organization, rather, affiliated with your party, wants a constitutional amendment to lift the minimum age requirement for presidential candidates from 40 to 52. Many people are complaining about that. What say you?
No, that's okay. Maybe I'll first say mine will not be the official party position because for now there is no official party position in regards to that matter.
We appreciate
that. What we have for now are individual opinions. And like you have rightly said, the World Veterans are a key stakeholder in our party, so they have a right to express their views as they are doing. The position will be out after our national conference, which we are going to hold this week. So, and hold out the national conference. So I cannot give a comment representing the party. I may have personal views over the matter, which for obvious reasons I may not want to share with the general public for now.
Saka mugone kutaura pamusoro penyaya vatsenengamo, even though you are a youth, and this, if it should pass, will certainly have a bearing, will certainly affect you as a young person.
No, I'm aware of that, but what you also have to realize is the age limit, which was initially, or which is as of now, pegged at 40, in one way or the other, has always been affecting. Are we referring to? Because the national constitution refers to youth as 15 and 35. So, which means already the current constitution has been leaving out youth from contesting from that key position. So it has always been discriminatory from the very beginning. So we may not then appear like if it is going to be lifted to 52, it then becomes discriminatory against young people, because from the very onset it was discriminatory. So I don't think there is any big issue here in terms of the age limit.
So, in other words, you don't see anything wrong with that. Apana zvamuri kuona zvakashata nekuti vanhu vane makore 40 kana kuti ari pasi pe 52 vasakwikwidza.
And inini personally, like I said, I may want to say andina problem nazvo. Dai vanhu vakanga vaine problem ne age limit, they should have made a lot of noise even when it was said good, only those who are 40 are eligible to contest. Why was there no noise when it was said only those who are above 40 are eligible to contest? Why should people make noise when now it's being shifted to around 50 or 50-something? Why should we make noise now? Why didn't we make that noise when it was pegged at 40, when it was already discriminatory at 40? Why didn't we make noise at that point?
I see 40 yacho indeed is discriminatory against the youth. But kana mukatarisa difference between 35 ne 40 e 5 years chete. Saka naizvozvo vechidiki vangawana solace, vangawana comfort panyaya yekuti aiwa munhu ane 40 asati anyatsokura. Asi ane makore 50 and above, that's way out of the youth realm.
No, that's okay, but well, what I would also want people to point out at this point is, why was it pegged at 40 initially? Why was it not pegged at 20? Why was it not pegged at 25 initially? It was already discriminatory. So if anyone was to say, It must include young people, then we must be hearing people saying, let's take it down to 20, let's take it down to 25. That means people are being considered of youth. But people mustn't make noise because it's being lifted from 40 to wherever that people want it to be. So for me, it's a non-issue. It's not going to affect young people in any way. Anyway, the only position that will have that age limit is the presidential.
I think we're having thank you there, Vatsenengamo, and please do stay on the line. Silomla lele tungwe anyway, the call on the line, but let me give Love Motion Opusa and Terry January a chance to respond. Nkale ngawe January, wabona njana mazuga Senengamo.
Well, mina ngithi babutsenga mlingamsoli. That is how they are raised in ZANU-PF. When an elder says something, then you come and you say something that is contrary to what the elder has said, you are allowed to be someone who is not disciplined. And you are saying there is no democracy in ZANU-PF. So I'm sorry, because that is the way that they are nurtured in ZANU-PF. When someone who is elder than you is a higher position than you, say something when you do not say something that is opposite. So I see what we have for and I will is against it, but because yes, I'm going to act as a total party, you can have a feeling for Melanako. I think this thing of changing age, though, it is all centered around Chamisa. It is a well-known thing. It is not a secret that Mr. Nelson Chamisa sometimes utters reckless statements. Like what happened in that August 1st violence, they were stupid. So we should not be crucified for his honor. Chamisa will be sometimes Chamisa Kuluma in Akabangang. So I think this is centered around Chamisa. So abantu let them not judge abanye abantu who are 40 years because of what Chamisa does sometimes.
Mkoma Love More, coming to you, manzwa zviri kutaurwa navatsenengamo. Tipe ofungwa dzenyu.
Yeah, I think Mkoma wangu tsenengamo is failing to appreciate that as young people, we still need to be able to give our voice to issues that are happening in our society. And I expected him, I know as reasonable as he is, I expected him to at least have a view around what is happening. But I'm disappointed that we still get to the point where we want to be curtailed by what our bosses or what our leaders are saying in the different parties. Because I understand the fear there was to go against what probably the war veterans are proposing in the past, which is very much unfortunate, where the voice of young people is limited in terms of them speaking on behalf of what they believe in. One thing that I want to speak to around the issues that Senengamo raises is that the war veterans themselves are failing to appreciate that they lost their time when Mugabe overstayed in power, and they cannot begin to try to compensate it by stopping the younger generation from taking over. Rightfully, he says that the 40-year age limit has been discriminatory, and I want to accept that it has been discriminatory. But I want to differ with him with regards to the fact that he says young people have not questioned the 40 years clause. Because the several spaces that I have attended and shared, even with Comrade Senengamo, young people have always questioned as to why there was this 40-year age limit, and they've been pushing. In fact, we are thinking that with the coming in of a stable and progressive youth league in the form of the one that is there today, obviously minus Proprietor Garrett, we're going to pursue this issue. But the issue that we've been discussing before elections, so there's why should we continue to have a discriminatory clause that stops young people from ascending to the highest office of the land? So it's a discussion that is there. It's a discussion that young people are pursuing, and we agreed at some point that we're going to petition the parliament, we're going to petition the powers that be, that this age limit be put down to 30. And while we are in the process of doing this, another comrade, Matima Danda, wakes up and begins to highlight that they want to push it to 52. To push it just because they have failed to deal politically with comrade Chamisa. That's how we take it as young people in this country. So probably they want to put it beyond the reach of President Chamisa in the next 10 years. That you won't be able to contest in this country. But the unfortunate issue is that at this point, what the old veterans are failing to have, it's not every other old veteran. Because we've seen credible war veterans like Dumiso Dalengwa, credible war veterans like Brigadier Mtambala, coming in to support the vision of President Chamisa, coming in to support a younger individual. We've seen people like the Tamae Mavairi coming in on board, and many other older people that are beginning to say, we are supporting Chamisa because we want the young people to be able to take over from where we left. When these people also went to the liberation struggle, like my brother was rightfully saying, they were young people. They were driven by the need to make sure that they protected the future of this country by engaging in the politics of the day, by engaging in the struggle of the day. So it's unfortunate and unfair for an older generation whose time was stolen by Mugabe, who overstayed. It's unfortunate for them to want now to curtail the rise and the ascendance of young people to the highest office on the land by a technical by a technicality. We will not accept it as young people. We continue to make sure that we push at every corner, and we also expected to have an ally in the ZANU-PF. I'm disappointed that Comrade Senengam decided not to want to partake in this discussion, because we are expecting the young people in ZANU-PF to also fight against this clause, which we believe is unnecessary, which we believe is not a panacea to the problems that we face in this country, and which we believe is very retrogressive, considering the geopolitics that we live in today, and also considering the demographic dividend of young people in this country. The young people of this country are 67.something%. We are talking about those that are 35 years and below. What about those that will fall in the category of the 35 to 42 to 51, who will not be able to participate in the next election? So all these people have been derived of an opportunity to lead this country simply because Nelson Chamisa has given a headache to the current regime. So we expect ZANU-PF Youth League to also be relevant, to also rise up to the occasion and support the young people's call to stop Matema Tanda and these uncool veterans who want to stifle development, who want to stifle growth in the politics of this country.
Thank you, Mkoma Love Mo. And before I come to you, Mr. Senengamo, Timbo Verenga Jiriku Nyorwa, Neva Tereri, pa Facebook, pa Danem Tandere Dure VOA Shona, Azina Mkoma Shepard, Petrin Moyo. Ndiko kutimuko diwa nevanu ye rei, kaziriswa ufumi wenyika kunyangwe muka visa Chamisa, azviite kuti tikuvhoterei. Zviri pachena kuti Chamisa akahwina maelection apfuura mapererwa manje. Andi Mkoma Shepard, kozoita Mkoma Justin Munyono. Hanzi tifonerei wou mubodzwa ufungwa dzedu, tichakufonerai Mkoma Justin. Sitate umlaleli, timbotora mtereri parunari Mkoma Junior. Maagadi enyu. I see a pila. I see a tomo who piguenda. Utumoloko. As it commanded with the juniors, Zamu Hamba Hamba Lapo Konam Shambis and Azanana Goose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so good. No, soon I see Pagin Bonayako.
Okay, laba ngibe ngikhuluma ukuthi lapho yesikade laba kuvene ne wall sangu kuvene wathi ni laba kuyaviwa before 1980 angithi abantu wonke nalaba besifazana lapha ungalihleki because ngiyami ngiyazama laba khuluma kuvene ngiyathanda ngisho nalaba besifazana ngangenje kulele backstory ukuthi sithole ilizwe lekhrisi mabe change liberate from the power of minority that is from the British angithi. So lapha sithonge ilizwe lonke sihambe lapha sifayite ukuthi sikhone ukuthi siliberate ilizwe lethu mangithi right. Kuthola ukuthi wonke muntu une-access ukuthi ukhone kuthatha sikudla sengamini hhayi ukuthi lapha kuthi sifuna ukuthi siphumise sihambe phambili kuthendaba sithi uchamisa uyinile so sifune kusike kubamba ngalokhu nalokhu hhayi kungcono lapha nami ngihle yika ngithi ngikamanje ngisakhuluma ngithi mina ngifuna ukuthi sihambe bheki emuva lapha sibone ukuthi singenese from 25 years up to maybe 35 years to the youth ngithi ngikakhuluma kuthi youth ya sikhuluma ukuthi khombawa zani angithi hhayi ukuthi sifake ukuthi schedule ukuthi 55 years ngendaba yokuthi lekuchamisa kungile akuyenzeki lokho akuyenzeki vele ikhuluma akuyenzeki ngendaba yokuthi nani ngifuna ungena kuzwa cho president. So umuntu wonke uyenze liberating into uyenze for this country in order to live to our country. So which is every age affected as a youth we have an access of being taking the position of leadership. I myself, I'm almost 40 years, but you know, I'm trying to push up to 55, which is it's going to push me more down. You take that one. One. Secondly, you still remember Matiba Benda when President Donald Trump was talking about some of the issues which he supposed to do in order to achieve or try to lift up the economy of the country. Matiba Benda replied that, please, Donald Trump, look on your situation of the country, not in Kenya or Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is reaching guns. Then when we go back to the gun failed to shoot cholera, gun failed to change into foreign currency. Today you are talking of the shortage of foreign currency. Which kind of foreign currency are you talking about? You are saying, Musa, how can you get any help from America if you don't nicely? You don't want to sit down and be resolving all the issues which is closer to the country, or that to help Zimbabwe. So that is going to be into new beginning, new Zimbabwe, listening Zimbabwe, and Zimbabwe. This is today we're talking about yes.
Mm-hmm.
We run away from the situation of Tanzania. They are now saying that Tanzania is coming. So they are trying to run. We should show them that you are taking the management of the
Thank you, Mkoma Junior. Coming back to you, Mkoma Tsenengamo, one might argue that your position that you don't have a problem with this proposal is hardly surprising, given that in ZANU-PF, your youth league is led by somebody who's not a youth. What say you?
No, that's okay. I think what people have to appreciate first is what the ZANU-PF constitution says. The problem is people just rush to criticize ZANU-PF without taking time to appreciate what its constitution says. The ZANU-PF constitution is very clear in terms of who is supposed to be where. There is what we call sectors for youth affairs. Who is not directly elected by the youth, but who is the presidential appointee, who is there to guide young people in youth league. Then we then have a deputy secretary for youth affairs, who is directly elected by the young people. And in our case, we have someone below 35 who is Louis Matutu, who is now permanently in charge of youth affairs at the ZANU-PF HQ. While we have a head who has been appointed by the president to make sure that he guides young people in terms of how we are supposed to conduct the party business. Remember, this is a party ruling government, so to have people who have some little bit of experience to guide us as young people to say, this is how the party has to be run, this is how we have to do things. But in the rest of the executive, which has got about 39 positions, we have young people who are below the age of 35. So why should people make a lot of noise just because we have one leader who is above the youth age limit? So that's about a comrade Popratu Garibi. As far as I'm concerned, well, we don't have any problems with comrade Popratu Garibi being in charge of the ZANU-PF Youth League, giving us guidance, sharing with us his experiences over how we are supposed to run such a big institution like ZANU-PF. We are tapping into his experience, and we are proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you go to the MGC, Chidziva or Bondo, he is not below 35. Look at Bondo, he's above 35. And people have not been making noise about that. Why should people make noise about ZANU-PF? This is an in-house affair, and we are very, very comfortable with that.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jay. Mkoma, I love more. I know you want to respond, but regarding Botoram Tereri, Ustivina Malava, Gunjani Mlaleli.
Niapila, Baba, Njani.
Hai, siapila. Pose lako, Baba.
Yeah, ngiyamuzwa lo baba okhulumayo. I think ngoZANU-PF youth, angazi ukuthi yini uyileader ye youth or uyini. Ngiyamuzwa ukuthi umuntu oyi youth lapha eyakhuluma kanje ngapha emela i youth kusho ukuthi ZANU-PF ngezinga ayo according to youth that they never think ukuthi nabo one day they will lead the country or whatever okwenzakala ezweni leZimbabwe bengakutinta ngezindlela beyouth abana umqondo wona lo bathe ukuthi amakhetha wona lawo akukhulumayo kuyikho noma kulungile noma akulunganga bona kibo babona kuyinto eqondileyo ilungu kukhulunywa ngamakhetha kuphela ukuthi ngoba yibo abahamba bayakulwa impi so kufanele whatever they say they must just follow kada banalo ilungelo lokuthi lapha beyouth babeka imbono yabo ukuthi kathi bona bacabangani besingasabali ukuthi ngoba if lapha ukhuluma ukuthi awuhambisani naso ungane i-opposition party ngitho bona bakuphathi njengamayouth bona isifiso sabo yini mina ngoba ngowami umbono yona i-age limit yona le i-40 ivele yona iphezulu kakhulu nesingami ngifisa ukuthi ngabe i-25 or 30 kube kuthiwa yena njenge-youth leader kube ufayithele ukuthi ngabe iminyaka le iyehlisa hhayi ukuthi iphakanyisiwe phezulu
hayi siyabonga ungenakuhlelo malanga
yebo hayi siyabonga ba
ye isikhathi sesesihambile 10 minutes before the hour of 9 that means we have 10 minutes remaining on this program. Mkoma Lovemore, I know you want to respond to what Mr. Tsenengamo just said.
Yeah, I just want to encourage my brother to think again and to think through the decision that they want to take in terms of what is going to happen. Because I want them to think beyond Northern Chamisa. I want them to think beyond the current situation and begin to think whether it would be in the best interest of the younger generation that is to come and ourselves as the youthful leaders that are leading today to really say, is it in our best interest to support a move that I think is not only unfair, but that also takes us back backwards from where we are today, but also just to put in the public domain something around this issue and everything, which I think also is true because when today Honorable Shizuba is now beyond 35 years, but when he was elected in 2014, he was still below the age of 35, which is also allowed in our constitution where you can ascend in office in the youth assembly as long as you have not yet attained, but you can finish off your term of office while you know do not fall under the bracket of the youthful age, which is 35. So it's not really true to say that the young people in MDC have voted or have promoted people that are outside the youth bracket when they do their election. But I want to appeal to the conscience of Comrade Tsenengamo, and I know that he's a reasonable, he's a very reasonable young man, he's a very reasonable comrade. I want him to assist the young people in ZANU-PF, to assist the young people in this country with regards to us putting up a sustained and inclusive and apolitical and non-partisan stance around this stifling of growth in politics, this stifling of growth in terms of limiting. But when you look at 52 is not a very, when you look at 52 and compare it with even the, what do you call this, the age, the average age that people are living in that they are living in this country. It's way below, it's about 40 years now. So a lot of people are going to die before they even have an opportunity to leave this country. So I want to appeal to his conscience, and I want to appeal to the inner Tsenengamo, whom I know and whom we've interacted with. When we were fighting in Mugabe, we were fighting him together with Comrade Tsenengamo, because we believed that he was pursuing an agenda that was not consistent with the ideas of the liberation struggle, which was not consistent with the ideas of making sure that young people are given an opportunity to do their things and to make sure that they improve and they get the opportunity to lead. So in the same vein, in the same manner, I think we need to put a stop to the seat, to the warp the thinking that is taken over the conscience, that has taken over the thinking of war veterans as led by Comrade Matimaranda.
Thank you, Demkoma Lovemore. And before I come back to you, Terry, gestate umlaleli ecingweni tina Mkoma Jabu. Ernest, Mkoma Jabu, magadi enyu.
Mkoma Ntunga, zakati kunasi kwa disi yako.
Zaka miraboku noko mdara. Kurise kwa mori.
Sasa pe wakanaka, singa chape zingua baka. Dipinde mnyase zungua iri kufambaka. Mkoma Ntunga, ndakuta uranyaye maove, eti kuti pfungwa idzo vakufunga iko zvimbe zvevachirasika kusati kupedzisira kubvisa vachamisa pa kuti vave leader ye MDC hazvirazi zvinovabatsira nekuti hazviwapi mavhoti ba ende kana vanhu vezano vari vanhu vekuona zvine zviyute zano kuti iko zvine zvavharirwa panze nemadhara aya iko zvine zvavakuzviona iko zvine kana kuri kuti vanga vari vanhu vaifunga kuti opamwe vachagona kuti vagozopindawo kuti vatungamirire nyika zviro zvaakuitika izvi zvaakuratidza kuti vakuda kuti munyika mufiwe nekuti zvoni it's unacceptable hapana anozvibvumira izvozvo marallies avari kuona ari kuitwa ngati ndakuti marallies mademonstration avari kuona ari kuitwa iko zvine zvava angatoita mashoma nekuti hapana munhu angabvumire nyaya dzakadaro kana waida kuchinja mutemo we40 years wakadii kuzviita chamisa asati awadya pasarudzo saka zvaakuratidza kuti izvoni chamisa akahwina zvine mutsindo ende ari kumutya dai wasi kumutya ba dai wasi kuchinja nyaya yemakore ikureva kuti izvoni nyaya yeji ndo yaona kumira nayo asi haina zvainovabatsira pa nezvanu
aha thank you there mukoma Jabu nekupinda muchirongwa
haiwa tichinge takateerera chio zvavada kuenda kupi hatinobva kunosatakaongoita kuti hanyakati haingambotongeki
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jabu
ndatenda mukoma Tunga
silo Jeremiah Chikara hanzi izvoi pfungwa dzekupenga kuita nyika inotongwa nechembere here kwozoita tonderai mukoni hanzi itsika yezano kusada vamwe kuti vatonge nipenduke kuwe mnumzana Terry isikhathi sesambile we have 4 minutes remaining on the clock give us your last word mnumzana Terry
alright ngiyabonga uqala ngithanda ukuthi mina ungabona umuntu ethatha 50-year-old kumbe 55-year-old esithi go and lead abantu 35 years and below that person is simply saying ukuthi wena linalodwa you are not organized so I look for someone who is an elderly to come and lead you people ina nimchinko nakiwa like sheep muchinko mutshwa muchita sela like sheep which that person for he does not even care about you and secondly my last words are in 2018 people went and they voted for a referendum the millions of people went to vote yes to that constitution that was saying for one to contest as president that person needs to be 40 years and above so if Matebada and there is here and is to utter kuti abantu omtomela contest is to be 52 years and above is going against the people's wishes even those in Zanu PF that voted yes to the constitution and we shall continue to say no even let me speak on behalf of my party National People's Party we will continue to say no to that for one to be president someone needs to be 40 years and above and that's it
siyabonga mnumzana Terry January of the National People's Party mkoma Lovemore give us your last word
I think as young people and even those who are not even young people but who are youthful at heart we need to make sure that tinobatana torwisa kuramba vanhu vanoda kudzokera kumashure senyika nyino iri nyika ino inofanira kubva mberi hatingarambi takabatwa nevanhu vasisinei neramangwana renyika ino we need to rise up as young people we need to rise up as a country and to stop people of such a warped thinking from pushing zvinhu zvisinga zvasinotibatsira munyika so tinoda kuti aiwa mafungiro ano amatema danda mafungiro evanhu vari kutsvaga kurarama mafungiro evanhu vari kutsvaga kupiwa mari nekupiwa pekuraramira asi haana zvaanobatsira nyika yezimbabwe
them come love more and back to you mkoma Tsenengamo give us your last word
no inindo nakuti ndithi I don't think kuti tingaite ruzha pamusoro penyayo tine zvinhu zvinokosha zviri sapo zvinge zvichitirwa noise ndine nevakoma
Unfortunately, we have lost Mr. Tsenengamo there. Ube mele asipe imbono yake yokuvala uhlelo. Kodwa ungaselani sivale ngembono yabalaleli lapha kulo melusi ta uthi mina ngokwami ngibona lokho kuyikudelela abantu. Kuzoba lo qondisani moyo uthi wena nxa kunjalo. Akuvote labangela sithupa ukuze phela kuguquke indawo zonke. Bernard Spanda uthi wena inkinga esila eZimbabwe ukuthi labo ababe ngabalweli bempi enkululeko sebazenza abanikazi belizwe ngokuya kwabo empini. Memory Msipa Chirisa uthi wena iyadelela iZanu PF ijwayela abantu kabi. Reason Masiza iZanu PF ifuna ukusibulalela ilizwe ngendlela enza ngakhona. Kozoita tiwene panani hapo ngolo mtutuzi mpofu tuwe na skatele ngabantu abaloku vange na ngo 1980 la namhlanje loku befuna ukubusa bebona nje ukuthi kuyabe ehlula. And that brings us to the end of our program. Thank you very much to Love Mochino Puza of the MDC, Terry January, as well as January's of the National People's Party, as well as Godfrey Tenengamo of ZANU-PF. Let's make another date next week. Good night, Zimbabwe.